Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Women like this need to just be carted off to Mars. Put them in an oxygen bubble on Mars and just forget they exist. All right.
So this patriarchy stuff that we've kind of been going along with, it's harming us. I mean, men are treating us like crap. They're unaliving us in droves. So I think we're done. We're not going to partner with them or have their kids.
So most men are unalive in women. Is that what you're telling me? Yeah, patriarchy is horrible, even though it worked successfully for so many years. And when we start empowering women, that's when everything went to shit. And I'm not the only one who noticed. Everything was going fine when patriarchy was in charge since the beginning of mankind. But starting in 1920, everything start going to hell. This is just a nonsense video for so many reasons, but I should have known you got a nose ring in. And you're on TikTok. So what else could you come with other than nonsense? Oh, not to mention women are the most unhappy they've ever been, statistically speaking. And on the most psych meds. But never mind that.
You are never going to meet anybody with that kind of mentality about women, you sick son of a bitch.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're just going to throw away your divine purpose of serving me and my kids? Well, then screw you. In fact, we're going to leave you alone first. How about that? Okay, but do you promise? Yes, we promise we're going to leave you alone, you know?
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah. Funny skit. So you're telling me this woman has nothing to do with men? Is that what you're telling me? Is she a les? Because if she's a les, we don't want to hear what you think about the dynamic between men and women and dating. You should shut the fuck up and focus on les issues. But if you're not les, are we really supposed to believe you're never going to have anything to do with a man romantically again?
Stop the cat.
Have fun cleaning up your cat litter. Ladies, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but some of y'all are going to have to settle. I mean, you have to. We have got to cut it out with all these gender wars. Hey, I'll settle. Oh my God, why are you talking?
Everyone who gets in a relationship has to settle. Angelina Jolie settled for Brad Pitt because Brad Pitt got a bunch of red flags and downfalls that we don't know about as the public. Everybody settles. Everybody has two or three things that somebody could say they're settling on when getting in a relationship with them. I don't care how rich and handsome they are. I'm so tired of this stupid settle word. Like these attractive women are so perfect. Looks only go so far, hon. What about all the other horrible characteristics you have?
Don't worry, I'll wait.
Straight men need to step up their game and relationally with women, or they are going to be pushed out. We really are seeing this play out in real time.
Y'all need us way more than we will ever need you. I hope all you bitches got great jobs that make over 100K. Let's be honest, I know for a fact most of you don't. And you're going to be sucking pee-pees to stay alive. Once your OnlyFans money run out. And you have no other skills to put into play to make a living. Never mind.
Through the 4B movement. If you're not aware of this movement, it's a radical feminist movement that originated in South Korea, but it has gone global in recent months. And the focus of it is decentering men, but in a very hardcore way. Straight women specifically are committing to not only never marrying men, but never being in relationships with men or dating men, and more significantly, to never having sex with men. And we are at a very interesting point in history now where sex technology is so good that women do not need men in a sex context. And there's obviously been a trend for a while now of women committing to platonic life partnerships, which is where they move in together with a best friend of the same gender and have a completely non-sexual but committed lifelong relationship. Because they are finding more meaning in that relationship and more connection and support and validation than...
Can you imagine the mess that those households would be and are? Two women living in the house, fighting over the bathroom, you know, period syncing up, driving each other crazy. Hey, go for it. I want y'all to do this. I want this to spread more. Please. I want 90% of women to join the 4B movement, move in with your girl best friend, and leave men the fuck alone. Don't just stop dating us, marrying us, and having kids with us. Stop talking to us and looking at us.
What they are getting through their relationships with men. I think for so long, men have seen it as some kind of threat that they can make. Like, well, you need men. Like, what will you do without us? But women are literally at a point where they are so fed up that they are saying, we don't care. We are just really sick of men's shit.
I just find it ironic that the women who usually talk like this on social media are usually the women who were never a good option for men in the first place. Like, even if she met a man who would be wonderful and make her life great, like, he wouldn't want her. You don't qualify for the type of men who would be worth marrying and having kids with. Can you talk about that? Let's just say you're right. 90% of men are terrible and, you know, women shouldn't have anything to do with them. What about the 10% of men who are wonderful and women would love being with and have joyful, fruitful lives with? Why don't any of those guys want you bitches? Can you make a video addressing that?
Of course not. Of course not. Of course not.
The consequence of toxic masculinity. This is the consequence of this whole alpha male movement that was led by the likes of Andrew Tate and Jordan Peterson.
They think stuff just started within the past 3 years. Because they don't read any history books. They don't have any in-depth knowledge about anything. They just know about buzzwords and trends. But they're supposed to be so fucking intelligent. Ma'am, you're too old for this. Why are you making these videos? Based on your neck, it looks like you're 53. What? This is all some young you're talking about. Why do you even know who Andrew Tate is? Go somewhere and live your effinest life in peace. Get off social media so you don't have to see figures like that. You're not going to do that because this is the only way you can get attention. You don't have a family or anything. And clearly you don't have a likable personality. I highly doubt you have any friends.
She has no friends. She's a loser. She's a loner. Yeah, because she can't mentally connect with anybody because she never had to mentally grow. So she has the intellect of a 9-year-old.
Women need to go back to traditional gender roles. Women need to go back to the kitchen. Women can't have only pages. They can't have Instagram accounts. They can't wear certain items of clothing. Women are just like, that we're just gonna do us, and if the human race dies out because we're no longer procreating, then so be it.
You just saying anything now, ho.
4B movement, yes, do it. It's your generation's turn. Our generation, we always stood in front of the courthouse with signs and threatened this and threatened that. Mm-mm. This is it.
This woman is fucking nuts. This woman is nuts.
I mean, yeah, I love this, man. I love this movement. You women can go fuck off and go be left to your own misery. And then you can't blame men for leaving, you know, the cup on the table without the coaster for your mental illness and instability. Like, who are you going to blame now? Let me guess, you're still going to find a way to blame men while you're batshit crazy. And is that some type of demonic thing on your necklace? I'm sure it is. And what's up with the poop-colored leprechaun hat? Never mind.
I think we're all in. This is it. Your generation is going to make the statement that we should have. By the way, 61, no kids. Let me check in with you. Everything's fine.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're
going
to let the camera keep
rolling.
This is not
true. Look at that face right there. And you guys tell me if you think everything is fine with her. Just tell me. Does this look like somebody who has it all figured out and all together? Huh?
Kings, the 4B movement is just the woman's version of involuntary celibacy. The way intimacy works is they say that women control access to physical intimacy and that men control access to relationships. Men who cannot get physical intimacy are then deemed involuntarily celibate. Women who can't get a guy to commit to a relationship and girls who keep getting played are joining the 4B movement because they keep giving up their physical intimacy. And in exchange, they can't seem to get a relationship. So they said, we're done trying to have relationships with guys because we keep striking out. And this group thinks that they're being slick, going, we're just not going to give guys what they want. We're choosing to walk away from men.
But they still giving them what guys want. But yeah, they're still giving the guys they want what they want, because they're still having bedroom fun with Chad and Tyrone. Let's be very clear. They think they're like pissing Chad and Tyrone off by saying, I'm not going to get in a relationship with you. Bitch, I wasn't trying to get in a relationship with you from the start. Oh, I'm so devastated. It's like they were already ignoring 80% of men from the start of humankind. So 80% of men don't give a damn if y'all on strike from Chad and Tyrone. Y'all wasn't giving us no play. Who cares? It's hilarious.
Everybody in their right mind wants a positive relationship. Everyone in their right mind wants somebody for them. And these are straight women in 4B, which means they would prefer to have a good man. But they have said very loudly that they're giving up on men in general because they can't find a good man, meaning that all of their attempts have failed. So I don't think 4B should make fun of men because they're involuntarily single.
Women can't stand women. Women don't want to live in the house with other women. Women don't get along very well. I mean, they get along at work with that fake nice crap, but I'm talking about the in-depth interactions that you have living with somebody. Oh, hell no. If any of y'all grew up in a house with sisters, you know that women aren't going to do that successfully, living together. Somebody probably going to get deleted in the process.
4B movement this, 4B movement that. I have a very sneaky suspicion, just from everyone that I know in real life that talks about the 4B movement. The people that are being the loudest about being very anti getting together with men, a lot of you guys are still in situationships and are actively hooking up with men in a non-committal way.
What did I just tell you, motherfucker? Why are they stupid?
Guess where men suck the most? In which cities they suck the most? Cities like New York. I don't know a single person who's having a good time dating in New York right now, because men get all the benefits of being in a relationship with a woman.
They always leave out top 10%. They always just say men. But like I always say, when women get on the internet and talk about men, they're only talking about the top 10%ers. They're not going to mention that part because their argument wouldn't be as strong. Their argument would fall on its fucking face if they mentioned that they're only talking about 10% of men. But I get it, because in girly world, those are the only men that actually exist.
For free from multiple women all the time. They're energy harvesting off of women all the time.
Because these women are letting them, and they refuse to be more realistic and get with a regular guy.
Because you guys are like, oh, I don't want the responsibilities of being with a man, and men suck, and blah, blah, blah. But you guys get lonely. You want the validation. Time out. I say this because I needed to hear this years ago. Because let's be intellectually honest about this movement. People are enacting it because philosophically it works, but really, what's the emotional reason? Women are butthurt, and we're saying we're going to take away our feelings and decenter our feelings and our happiness from men. But what do you do when you're hurt? You pull back emotionally first, and then you pull back physically. So the way that women are expressing their nihilism in these cities is by continuing to sleep with people, but not being emotionally involved with them. And that is the opposite order in which things should be done. So, friendly reminder to anyone that is currently going through the disillusionment process of dating, but still giving men physical access to them, because that feels more emotionally safe. It's not.
You're never gonna stop effing Long Stick Rick, Long John Ron, All Night Mike, and Shotgun Shug. They're never gonna fucking do it. They're addicted for life.
Women will continue to only hook up with the top 10% of men because there is literally no reason for them to mess with anybody else.
The most handsome man I've ever seen in my life, and I decided that he needed to be mine.
So he drops her off and tells her it's not him, it's her.
I can feel him running through my veins. He's still in me.
He was gorgeous. He was 6'3".
Oh,
he's
gosh.
Been an engineer at Apple for 11 years and 39. He was way out of my league, and he did not ask for my number at the end of it.
Will I ever stop crying over emotionally unavailable men? No. But will I at least stop trying to date them? Also, no.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street. Have no attachments. nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.